Good morning, everyone. Hi. Good morning. Welcome on this beautiful second Sunday of Easter. We're grateful to be able to join together and to worship the Lord. So glad the rains are over and the sun's out, and we've been able to make our way here to God's house. It is a day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. We wanted to begin with some announcements. Anyone have anything that they need to share? Yes.
We have the mask. We made that. It took us two nights to do it. It was a challenge, but we got it done. If I don't have it, then we still have to make yours. But after church, if everybody will get together, and I'll hand out the mask that we have.
Great. Thank you so much.
And then Vacation Bible School, we're still accepting little shampoo, travel size stuff. Can be put back here up till May, end of May.
Okay.
And then that'll be for the
great
things for the Bible School.
Thank you. Yes. So the box is back there, and hope you'll fill it up for us, and be a wonderful opportunity to share in Vacation Bible School. I also have, you notice the announcements on the back of your bulletin. And Caleb's address is back there. Please drop him a note. That would be encouraging to him. And also, I'm asking if you wouldn't mind taking time to drop David Philpott a birthday card. He was attended here years ago. A little bit of a shut-in right now over in West Virginia, Martinsburg. His address is there. He called and said he's going to be 72 on the 25th. So it'd be a blessing if we could just send him a word of encouragement and a happy birthday greeting. Also, Donna Sennett's birthday is on the 30th, the end of the month, and so she's another shut-in that you might want to also send a birthday card to as well. So any other announcements? Okay, let us begin our worship. We have a prelude here.
Touch the gun man and
Thank you, Maxine. Our call to worship comes from Psalms 133. These words from David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Would you pray with me, please? Father God in heaven, we give you thanks and praise as we come into your house this morning. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to share together in the things of God. And we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit indeed would be present, that you would come and illuminate the scriptures and teach us anew from your word. And so, God, we ask that you might show yourself strong this day, move in power and might. And we ask, Lord, for your will to be done in all that's said and done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, and now we have our first hymn, and an Easter hymn, crowned hymn with many crowns.
Jean, I don't know where you get all your beautiful hymns there, but you sure choose some wonderful ones, and thank you for it. May God continue to bless you in that effort. That's wonderful.
Tracy picks them out, and I just go to find them.
Well, you listen to him well, I must say.
We have a chance to share together our joys and concerns. Who would like to start? Yes, Wanda?
First of all, Greta was taken to the hospital last week. She fell in her apartment, and friends of hers found her and called the ambulance. So she's in there, and she's being tested to see what's wrong. We haven't heard. We tried to call her, but we haven't been able to contact her. Plus, our cousin, Raymond Stover Jr., had to be taken last week. He was filling up with fluid. They tested his heart. They sent him from Hagerstown down to St. Joseph Hospital in Baltimore. And yesterday they went in and put some stents in him because he had a major blockage in his main artery. And he appears to be doing okay. So let's pray that he continues to improve.
Prayers of healing for Raymond and for Greta. Others, Bob?
I'm thankful that we had our little great-granddaughter with us from South Carolina, but now she's back home. God protected the flight, and she's back with her family. And how much we miss her. And great to have all of your fine folks here today and always to be able to keep our church open and going and be able to keep giving God the glory and Jesus the credit for making it possible.
Yes, Danny?
Keep my mom on prayer list. A co-worker's mother had an episode this past week, and she's basically accepted the fact that she's going to die, and he's having a hard time with it.
Okay.
So just them, and then my neighbor's wife, me, and then our military.
Thank you. And here?
Yeah, just wanted to continue to keep mom on the prayer list. Debbie, we go for some more tests tomorrow. And then Jason's brother, Butch Wilhide, had a stroke yesterday. We want to keep him on the prayer list.
Okay.
He had a bleed on the brain, and he's in the University of Maryland now on a ventilator. And had surgery yesterday, came through that, but still some difficult times ahead. So.
Yeah. Others? Frank?
I'd like to keep our neighbor, Dean Collins, in our prayers. He's still up at St. Catherine's. Looking forward to coming home, but they haven't released him as yet. And there are several others in our community, which is natural because of the age generation that applies to that place. And, of course, we need to keep America in our prayers and the leaders of our country.
Amen.
Not only our country, but throughout the whole world.
Yes.
Certainly.
Any others? Yes.
I'd like to keep Wilton on the prayer list. We still have an MRI to go through and some more tests. In 3 months, we're going back to John Hopkins. And also, I got a text message from Ronnie and Dustin, who come here and help us at Bible school on Friday. And she has this battling cancer. She let me know that she's 85% free of cancer. She still has 15% more yet to go. Hopefully in 3 months she'll be 100% cancer free.
Right. And her first name is?
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Okay, thank you. Any others?
Her address should be still back in the bulletin board. It would be nice to send her a little note of encouragement.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
We need to keep Larry in our prayers, along with Bob and Ralph, and Dolores back here.
And Bradley.
Bradley, that's right. And all others that needs.
All the above.
The above, that's right. We need the Lord's blessings.
Let's pray. Father God, it is good to be able to come into your presence and to come into your throne room. We know your mercies are new every morning, and Lord, we thank you for the privilege that you give to us through the Lord Jesus Christ to come boldly into your throne room and to ask, Father, those things that are on our hearts and minds, and to share with you our needs, even though you already know them before we ask. Lord, we're just grateful for the opportunity that you give to us to participate in the things of God in this day and this generation in which we live. And so, Lord, we just cry out to you for those here that have been mentioned by name, loved ones that need healing and a recovery from surgeries, and for upcoming tests, Lord, we pray for good, positive results. We just cannot help but cry out to you, Lord, for our country. You said if your people would come before you and humble themselves and pray, that you would heal our land. And so, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. We hear of another maybe 25 storms to hit the country this year. We had 30 major storms last year. Lord, all of these things take their toll. And we just ask, Lord, for you to show yourself strong in a mighty way in meeting the needs of your people. We pray that you would continue to move in our military, be with the leadership there, and we pray that you keep our men out of harm's way. And we thank you, Lord, for their service. And we ask that you would continue to keep a hedge of protection around them. For our church, Lord, here locally, and for our denomination, we cry out to you, Lord, help us in this day. And when there are so many compromises and watering down of the doctrines, Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would help us to be faithful in carrying out the good news of Jesus Christ to those around us. We ask, Lord, for your blessing on our families, for all who are gathered here, and for our extended family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Ron and Nancy. They'll be returning from Florida soon, and so we pray for safety in their coming back. We ask, Lord, that you would not just bless us, but bless our neighbors and co-workers, Lord, and their loved ones and friends, Lord. We just pray that a sense of shalom would come across to all who we interact with. And so, Lord, grant healing those that are in nursing homes. We thank you, Father, for those that are on the front lines, for those that are serving. We think of our nurses and doctors who have had tremendous pressures on them in dealing with many COVID patients, Lord, and all the toll of deaths that have taken place, not just in our country, but around the world. So, Lord, would you help those who are grieving? Would you meet the needs and families that have lost loved ones? Would you provide financially? And, Lord, we just pray you'd help with the caregivers. We think of Michelle and Mary and others, Lord, who are going through difficult times here at the end of life. And so we just ask, Father, you would just move in a tremendous way, and that there might be joy in the midst of sadness. And we pray, Father, that you would continue to help us to name the name of Christ in the day in which we live. And so teach us, Father, to pray, and as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we have our second hymn here, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John. I'll be reading the second part of chapter 20. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, we pause in your presence to ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and our minds might be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our Redeemer, and our Savior. Amen. Well, good morning. Hi, how is everyone doing? How are you today? Howdy, partner. What's happening? What's up, bro? Good day. We hear lots of different types of greetings in a variety of ways. Sometimes we hear a greeting negatively, like, "Who are you? What are you doing here? Not you again." Webster defines greeting as an expression of gesture used when meeting someone, mostly of goodwill. To greet is to address someone with courteous words, gestures, maybe a salute in the arrival of their presence. They're making an impression on them, on their senses, when someone arrives. I will always remember Minnie Pearl's greeting to us at the Shippensburg Fair one year. And there in front of thousands of people, she came out on stage with her big hat and price tag hanging down off the hat. And she said, "Howdy, I'm just so glad to be here." She was glad and so were we. When I call my mom these days, I can tell if whether she's having a good day or a bad day from the tone of her voice. If it's a rainy, dreary day, her arthritis is really bad, and you can hear it in her deep voice when she answers the phone. She'll say, "Hello." And when I say, "Hi, Mom," she recognizes my voice, of course, and her spirits lift, and she says joyfully, "Hi, Tracy." Just like that, her tone of voice changes. How do you greet people? How do you make people feel welcome, feel at home, in your presence, maybe in your house, or even here at church? You know, studies show and prove that how a church greets their visitors makes a big difference in whether or not they come back again. So how do you greet the people that cross your path? Maybe at the store or at work or along life's way. What can you say that will make them feel blessed? Make them have a lasting impression on their encounter with you. If you're traveling overseas, you might use the language of the country. And so to say hello, you might say in Italian, ciao. You might say in Spanish, hola. Or in Korean, annoy. You might say in French, salute. Or in Dutch, hello. Or in Japanese, J-U, or in Hebrew, shalom. However you say hello, it's not a simple hello if we go back in Bible's times. They weren't into small talk. They weren't into rush to get their day on. And so if you pass someone on the road, it was important that you would share more than just a hello and a greeting. You know, today we kind of just say, hi, how are you? And we just keep on going, right? We don't really even sometimes even wait for a response, or maybe we don't even care for a response. But oftentimes, you know, if someone says, how are you? We just kind of automatically respond, fine, okay. But we may not be. And we know the other person's in a hurry, and so we don't take the time to share. But in the Bible times, it was quite opposite, quite different. You'd be out on the road, traveling, and the salutations often would take and add to your journey time because it was not considered polite just simply to pass the time of day. And so if you encountered someone on the road, you might be asked some questions, and you were expected to respond with the answers. And so they might say, you know, where are you going? Or they might ask, where are you from? What is your name? How many children do you have? And so on and so forth. And so there would be a conversation with people that are passing by. Hebrews greeted with a salom, a greeting of salom, a sincere gesture of salutation and benediction. And really meant, may every blessing from heaven and earth be that you might need be granted to you. So there was an endearment that was shared with them. Our scripture for today, this second Sunday of Easter, is John's account of the events after the resurrection. And I think it's often very easy for us just to kind of scoot right on by the beginning of this scripture and kind of focus on Thomas's experience. That we like to refer to that as when Thomas was doubting. We've even given him the title Doubting Thomas. You know, his statement here, my Lord and my God, is one of the greatest statements recorded in Scripture. We have very few people who are indicating that Jesus is the God as well as man in this wonderful statement. But I'd like for us to focus this morning instead on Jesus' first greeting here, his first words after the resurrection. Now remember, his last words to his disciples, right before he endured his passion, and now his first words after the resurrection are very similar. They are words of peace. He says, peace be to you. Now, on first glance, we might think that's just a simple greeting, but you remember where they are. They're behind closed doors. And the scriptures don't say that someone went and answered a knock at the door and Jesus came in. The doors were closed, probably locked. Somehow Jesus is there among them all of a sudden. And so they're thinking, they're seeing a ghost. And so this is more than just a simple greeting. He ensures to them a sense of peace. Don't be alarmed. Don't be scared. It's me. And simply just saying, peace be to you, they would recognize his voice, right? They would recognize the tone of his voice. And so it was much more than just a simple hello. It was a rich gift of blessing, of tranquility. The Greek word that we have here in this scripture is Irene. It's the word for peace, and it conveys more than just the absence of conflict or absence of war. I think Jesus' greeting here is more like the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom is a sense of may the full blessing of heaven and earth be yours. the things that you need, may they be granted to you. It is a desire for God's best in the other person's life. It is a deep and holistic sense of blessing. Note again, these are the first words after the resurrection. Some of the first words that are spoken by Jesus to his disciples. Peace be to you. John is writing this years later. He's an old man now. And he remembers that encounter. And he's recording these words for us. And so this first greeting of the risen Lord among the disciples still is resounding in his heart. Still, he's still thinking about that in his mind. That peace be to you. Still resonating in his soul. In those days, there were basically three types of greetings that you could give when you encountered someone, depending on the relationship, depending on how close that person is with you. And so think about our greetings today. We aren't able to greet quite like we used to since COVID-19. Think about how much that has changed our daily experience. We would normally hug, handshake, kiss, all of that, but because of wanting to be a little bit cautious and not spread any germs, we have done the mask and the 6-foot distancing to help prevent COVID. Back then, there was three types of ways that they would greet. And the first, of course, was the face-to-face greeting. And it could be verbal, but not always, but involved a gesture of the hand. And it also, not necessarily a handshake, but kind of a gesture of the hand, and they would say rejoice or greetings or shalom. Here we have Jesus saying, peace be to you. You know, these are the words that the soldiers used when they were mocking Jesus, as they were putting that crown of thorns on his head, saying, you know, you're supposed to be the king, you know, and so they put the crown on his head, and they're pushing it down, and he's bleeding. They say, peace be to you. They're mocking him. Jesus told his disciples to offer peace when they went into a house. Remember, he's told the 70 that when you go into a house, say, peace be to this house. Peace be to all the people who live here, who come into this home. And it was a sense of blessing that they were supposed to give. Here they are being given hospitality, giving a place to stay for the night. And so they were supposed to then greet their guests in this way. A second way that they could greet was, of course, a kiss. And this is more the Mid-Eastern way of kissing. But you would put your hands on the shoulders of the person, and they would put their hands on your shoulders, and you'd pull in each other and kiss one side of the cheek and then on the other side of the cheek. Samuel kissed Saul when he anointed him to be king in this way. Simeon, the Pharisee, failed to greet Jesus in this way when Jesus came into his home. And we have those great words from Paul that he wrote to the believers later. He said the old brethren were to greet one another with a holy kiss. Greet one another with a holy kiss. You know, many brethren used to do this. This was one of the hallmarks of the brethren. And many churches no longer do this. It's even at love feasts, they fail to do this. And so I was just thrilled when I came to see this was a common practice here at Democracy. We often greet one another with the holy kiss. And then the third form of greeting was a bow. And this could be a nod of the head or a way of gesturing. Might be a bow at the waist. But to honor the person or the guest in whose presence you were. Might be inflection of the way that you would move, or it could be even prostrating yourself at that person's feet. However, this was had to be very careful about this because it could be very dangerously looked upon as being a form of worship. They wanted to respect the person. Maybe they had great worth, and they wanted to respect them with a bow, but they had to be careful not to make it into a form of worship. You know, we often say, well, he worships the ground that she walks on. And it wasn't that he was worshiping her, but he was giving her honor as his wife. We have to remember that only worship is rightly given to God. God desires us to worship him. And so when Cornelius fell down at the feet of Peter to give a greeting, Peter was anxious about that, that it might be seen as worship, and so he told him to stand up. You know, he was not an angel, or he was just like a man like you are, and so don't worship me and worship God. And so these three basic types of greetings often we find throughout the scriptures. And Jesus comes to his disciples, and he greets them with, peace be to you. The sound of his voice, the tone of his voice, the words themselves, very comforting, as they had gathered behind closed doors, not sure what the future would bring. More persecution. Maybe each of them would be crucified because of their connection with Jesus. And so here we have the events following the resurrection. And Jesus comes and he says, peace. I like this little paragraph here from Henry Hunt Hex. And he writes these words. He says, a new shalom. When Jesus appeared to the disciples, his greeting was, peace be unto you. The Hebrew word shalom for peace is a most comprehensive word, covering the full realm of relationships in daily life and expressing an ideal state of life. The word suggests the fullness of well-being and harmony, untouched by ill fortune. The word as a blessing is a prayer for the best that God can give to enable a person to complete one's life with happiness and a natural death. If the concept of shalom became all too casual and lighthearted with no more significance than a passing greeting, Jesus came to give it new meaning. At Bethlehem, God announced that peace would come through the gift of God's unique Son. The mission and ministry of our Lord made it quite clear that Jesus had come to introduce the rule of God and to order peace for the world. Isn't that what we need? Peace on earth? peace for the world today. Shalom. A sense of well-being, of deep peace. A greeting, a blessing, and a prayer. When I attend the Messianic worship in Frederick, is a blessing that is often prayed in Hebrew and in English. And the words of that blessing go like this. Blessed be and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled, honored, adored, and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he who is on high, far above all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations which are spoken in the word, and say Amen. May there be great peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. He who makes peace in the heavenly realms, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. A blessing of shalom, a prayer. You know, this peace be with you is very important for us to hear again today. It's the kind of peace that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, gives to us. It is a peace that the world does not know. It is a peace that the world cannot give. And only Jesus can give this kind of peace. This kind of peace is actually a fruit of the Spirit. We see that listed in Galatians 5:27. Peace. Peace in our life. Peace that we can give to others through the Holy Spirit. Be with you. May peace be with you. It is also not only just a greeting and a prayer, but also a benediction, something that we can share in parting. I often say, God bless you. And I think, you know, as we're separating, going our separate ways, it's a way that we can remember that we go with God. And I think, what better way can we give that sense of peace than like when we're tucking our kids at bed at night or grandchildren in bed at night, you know, to offer a little sense of peace and security. God is watching. God is near. God will grant us a peaceful night. The Aaronic blessing that I share with you each week, it comes from Numbers 6, and it goes like this: the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. It's an important way of sharing God's peace. I once had a chance to preach at the Fairview Chapel, which is on the south side of Frederick, east side. And it's a little stone chapel there. People gather on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And it's no membership. It's just open to the community. And they have different speakers each Sunday night. And so I was to share that night. And as I was out greeting people after the service, one of the men came forward. He obviously was a visitor there. I think he maybe was from West Virginia or something. And he came up to me and he was so excited, you know. I thought, wow, you know, I don't think my preaching was that good, you know. And so he was just, I just can't believe it. He said, you said the Aaronic blessing. And I said, yeah, I usually end with that. He says, I haven't heard that for years. He said, oh, that just made my day, the Aaronic blessing. He was blessed. When I think back to farewells, I recall my dad's words to me. He was not a man of many words. Being a mechanic, he liked to work on things and didn't have much to say, but I knew that he loved his sons. And when I was visiting him and get ready to leave, he would often say something like, be good, be careful, and the best of luck to you. Be good, be careful, and the best of luck to you. His way of giving a blessing, of giving a greeting. Peace be with you is a powerful statement. It is one of prayer, one of blessing, a greeting, a benediction. And it is of so much importance, of influence and impact on the people that we meet. Now I want you to think about, in the beginning, God created. And the way that God created was to speak everything into existence. Out of nothing, God spoke, and it became. And so the verbal word is so powerful. And we can speak peace and love and joy and grace into another person's life by the words that we choose, or we can tear another soul down by the words that we say. And so how do we greet people? Is our countenance seen upon our face with bright eyes and a smile? Does our tone of voice lift as we come across someone in our path, maybe encounter them in conversation? Do we see this person as someone of great value, someone that God made, another living soul, a person who has great worth to God, that Jesus would go to the cross and die for them? How do we make people feel? Do they feel welcomed in our presence? Are they glad to talk to us? Do they actually seek us out, looking forward for a blessing? Do we give a kind word? Do we offer a prayer? Do we help them in some way? We are supposed to be Christians. That is the name that we take. And so, in a sense, we are to be like Christ. And so, when we encounter others, we want to encourage them that they have met, in a small way, they have met Christ through us. Peace be with you. May God bless you, and may you continue to rejoice in the resurrection of our risen Lord and Savior. Brothers and sisters in Christ, peace be with you. Amen. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? God of peace and Prince of peace, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your shalom. Thank you for your word and for these words of the risen Christ when he said, peace be with you. Thank you, Lord, that our sins are forgiven, that we have broken the bonds of slavery to sin, the because of what you have done for us. Thank you, Savior, that you've taken our fears and our cares and our worries, and that we have an eternal life, not just an abundant life, but eternal life settled with you in the heavens. And so we have peace with God. May the blessings of this real peace be with all who name the name of Christ. And I pray that the fruit of the Spirit would be bountiful as we share peace with others. And so help us to speak peace to those that we greet during our day. And we pray that you would bless them as we go our way. And Lord, when it's safe to do so, may we return to warm welcomes of embrace and handshakes and hugs and the holy kiss to greet one another affectionately. May peace be with us, with our families, with our neighbors, with our country and our world. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll close our service with this hymn. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
And we have doxology then. Go in peace.